Blog Talk Radio.
Without flesh or bone, roam in the void, they avoid all detection. Interdimensional beings all connected. Angels and demons from spiritual realms engaged in a battle from heaven to hell. They dwell all around us and even inside some of those that invite what they call spirit guides. Enticed by Ouija boards, they seek guidance and think there's a secret to be enlightened. Little do they know what they just invited. A demonic presence has just resided. In the days of Noah, all kinds of hybrids infiltrated the earth, but most were silent, wiped out by the flood. All these tyrants, bloodlines polluted by these ancient giants. The men of renown, heroes of old, have now returned. Let the truth be told. They wear new disguises, soft and nice. Oh, now aliens come to invite us and guide us. The truth is ripened, it's so inviting. Evolved to a god enlightened. And don't be frightened, but I must ask why their ideas seem aligned with Lucifer's lies. A warning to anyone searching. Demonic minions are lurking and virtually everywhere, posing as anything, stalking their prey with original sin. This song serves as a warning to anyone searching. Demonic minions are lurking and virtually everywhere, posing as anything, stalking their prey with original sin.
Is it coincidence that all these incidents represent all the same thing the serpent said? Look in Genesis chapter 3 verse 6, it depicts exactly the same conflict. Feel the trick inflicted by the sick and wicked, invented, resisted like a light transcendent, but it's dark demented, it's just pretended, depending on beliefs, what you just expected. See how a rose has thorns and thistles? They hide among the truth to avoid the signal. They muddy the water with disinformation, persuading so many without a foundation. Some people like to listen to Ike and Sitchin, Jordan, Maxwell, and Tesseri, and it seems these people are on the same mission. And I was Christian, seek secret wisdom, tied to the lies in the movie zeitgeist, lost to deny the existence of Christ. I defy you to find any truth to the logic. Go ahead, just rewind it and pause it. Study their sources, they're all Masonic. Elite Illuminati seem to be behind it. They know the public will buy any fraud that tries to deny the existence of God.
A warning to anyone searching. Demonic minions are lurking and virtually everywhere, posing at anything, stalking their prey with original sin. This song serves as a warning to anyone searching. Demonic minions are lurking and virtually everywhere, posing at anything, stalking their prey with original sin.
Bendito Deus e Pai, em nome de Jesus nós bendizemos por mais esta noite, por esta vigília, em que podemos estar juntos contigo, cumprindo os teus desígnios, os teus propósitos, tudo aquilo que tu preparaste para o teu povo, Pai, possa ser recebido, possa ser alcançado pelas tuas vidas e que saiam acrescentados deste programa, sei que vai ser dirigido pelo teu Espírito. Em tudo nós te agradecemos, pelo Pai, pelo Filho que nos foi dado, pelo Espírito que está sendo derramado, Senhor, sobre todas as nossas vidas. Nos entregamos nas tuas mãos, pedimos que abençoes todas as tuas vidas que separaram tempo para ouvir este programa, que ainda vão ouvir mais tarde, em nome e para a glória de Jesus. Amém. Amados, nós agradecemos a todos pela vossa presença, pela vossa fidelidade em ouvir estes programas. Hoje temos um convidado muito especial, um irmão nosso que se chama Ark, faz parte de um grupo de hip-hop chamado Destiny Lab, significa em português Laboratório do Destino, mas a razão de nós convidarmos esta vida para estar connosco é que eles não fazem hip-hop, um hip-hop comum. Elas fazem um hip-hop consagrado a proclamar as verdades do Evangelho. Eles falam de temas que muitas vezes pessoas que se dizem servos de Deus recusam a falar. São necessários para o crescimento do povo de Deus. Eles vão aos lugares onde muitos ditos cristãos se recusam a ir. Com medo de serem taxados, de serem catalogados como desviados, rebeldes. Muitos cristãos se recusam a se sentar, por vezes, e partilhar o Evangelho com aqueles que são realmente os necessitados, aqueles que andam desviados da verdade nos caminhos escuros deste mundo. Mas estes irmãos, através do hip-hop, eles falam muita coisa. Falam os perigos que o mundo está correndo, falam os segredos da criação, coisas que na Bíblia são claras, mas que muitas vezes o sistema religioso não quer que nós nos apercebamos, sobre a farsa dos ETs, as elites, a nova ordem mundial. É um ministério cantando a verdade, de fogo, de poder, que me cativou e que eu sei que vos irá cativar. Sejam atentos, porque eu já pus um link no chat room que tem um vídeo que está legendado em espanhol para vocês se aperceberem, se não entenderem bem o inglês. Vejam esse vídeo, porque vale a pena. Vale a pena estar atento àquilo que hoje vamos falar aqui. Eu também estarei dando as boas-vindas em inglês aos nossos irmãos e, como é hábito, espero que tenham um pouco de paciência, porque irei falar em duas línguas. Que Deus abençoe a todos e que possam todos receber com graça esta bênção, porque vai ser um programa que nos vai encher daquilo que é do Espírito Santo. Que Deus abençoe em nome de Jesus. Amém. My brothers and my sisters, once again, I welcome you to our program. It's a pleasure for us to have you guys here, the holy warriors of God. My brothers and my sisters, today we have a special guest. We have a warrior amongst us. It's called Ark. It belongs to the hip-hop group called Destiny Lab. I call him a warrior because he does the work of a warrior. He goes in the great commission that Jesus gave us to preach in places to people that most of those called preachers of the gospel doesn't want to go. He goes to talk with those that are lost, that are wrong, that are deceived by the powers of this world. And through the hip-hop music, he speaks more truth than unfortunately, a lot of churches today. He goes to the front line to debunk the aliens, the elites, the new world order, the dangers that this system are bringing to the humanity. So I know that we will be fed with the truth. And this will be a program not only dedicated to music, as we will have our brother here. And you will see by yourselves how great is the soul of this man, how he is worthy of your time, because people on the pulpit are saying that only they have the truth, that this is a lie. There are warriors, there are special agents of God to fulfill the Great Commission. And our brother Hark is one of them. You will hear him talking about so much things that you will never wait to hear on a hip-hop singer. I think it's this word. So please, we will put some more songs because they are anointed. They teach the truth. And after a while, I will call to our great warrior that is waiting for my call to come and to give us his insights of so much things that we are going to talk here. You will hear by your own ears how deep are these songs, how truth they are. So stay blessed. I know that some of you have already been greatly blessed. You are coming from other shows, but I can guarantee you that you will not be left this show without more blessings. Stay blessed, enjoy the songs. So I will be right back with our brother.
And in those days, there were giants in the land, and the sons of the angels of God looked upon the daughters of men and found them fair, and took of them wives, and their sons became of old great men of renown. So they have been mixing with us on a genetic level since the time of Enoch and Ezekiel's will.
Here on earth we're intrigued by the sun, moon, and stars, and imagine there's got to be planets like ours to conceive of a face on the surface of Mars. So in need of a meaning and purpose we saw that indeed they believe that they might be our gods, or that maybe with time we'll do right and evolve and eventually reach what they seek and then solve all the problems of man. But they really don't know that they fall, and the works of our hands are but just filthy rags. So we travel the lands to dig up our past, time elapses, and with it are much of the facts. Some imagine that God came in alien craft. They react in this way, they're so desperate for meaning and purpose. But satanic servants, they notice they have evil motives. Am I making you nervous? Ha, I'm just scratching the surface. The signs from Ezekiel's wheel, when the skies unfold like scrolls and the breaking of seals. See the warning, the message is clear. See the warning, the time draws near. See the signs from Ezekiel's wheel, when the skies unfold like scrolls and the breaking of seals. See the warning, the message is clear. See the warning, the time draws near. In the blink of an eye, all believers will be raptured. Anyone left receives a mark or the caption. This leader will arise, claim his own riches are alien, possessed by Satan on the side of the Nephilim. Possessed those who left, held us back from evolving, and now that they're gone, we'll solve all of our problems. The worship of anyone God won't be halted. We're evolving to God, and ourselves be exalted. We'll lay on these lines, and in time they'll devise and arrive at a plan that will help hypnotize all the ones left behind, the spiritually blind. He's stolen their souls, now he's stealing their minds. It's already started, we're seeing the signs. Just study the word, prophecies all aligned. They'll chop off the heads of all those who fight at one earth, one world. Aren't you excited? The signs from Ezekiel's wheel, when the skies unfold like scrolls and the breaking of seals. See the warning, the message is clear. See the warning, the time draws near. See the signs from Ezekiel's wheel, when the skies unfold like scrolls and the breaking of seals. See the warning, the message is clear. See the warning, the time draws near. Where would you be in the year 2012? Are they casting a spell? They're not ready to tell. It's time to reveal what they tried to keep veiled. Pure evil they hail, and they sell it so well. He fell from the heavenly realms where he dwelled, a once beautiful angel that tried to rebel. Expelled from the light into darkness and hell. Now a serpent and snake with reptilian scales. He wears a disguise with angelic wings and mimics the truth with a lie so obscene. He always repeats the same thing he told Eve, that you'll be supreme, a king or a queen, that you can evolve to an enlightened being, a god of your own that can do anything. He feeds on our souls with this fraudulent scheme in so many ways, but it's all just the same. It's the time from Ezekiel's wheel, when the skies unfold like scrolls and the breaking of seals. See the warning, the message is clear. See the warning, the time draws near. See the signs from Ezekiel's wheel, when the skies unfold like scrolls and the breaking of seals. See the warning, the message is clear. See the warning, the time draws near.
Why hide yourself with, you know, creating UFO crafts and things like that? Why that deception, if that's indeed what's going on?
The creatures figured out that there was one way that they could frighten mankind, and that is to present themselves of creatures living in perhaps what we would call another dimension.
Mm-hmm. Posing as occupants.
Yes, the same type of interfering, harassing, paraphysical creature in every culture worldwide.
Angels left their first estate to cohabitate with women in the days before the flood. And one of the things that they did was they taught mankind enchantments and root cuttings, this drug-related sorcery, the kind of things that you associate or connotate with classical witchcraft.
In every civilization, in every ancient culture, they have practiced divination. In every country and nation, humans have tried to reach the other side through meditation. Rituals and incantations, vessel projection, altered state communication. Some induce hallucinations, distort perceptions, ingesting mushrooms, psilocybin, salvia, ayahuasca, DMT, the cutting of roots of pharmakia. Sorcery and shamanism, psychics with visions, channeling beings to possess them. They interact through invitation, spirits and demons who are familiar to the victim, entering those who don't resist them through open doorways, connections from other dark dimensions. They fabricate apparitions based on expectations to people open to suggestion. A hocus-pocus fascination, presenting false illuminations with one motivation: to present an imitation, an altered explanation, poisonous intoxication. The serpent's venom's like a weapon that can change and mutate to always keep you guessing. One third of the angel's spell, good versus evil, heaven and hell. And now we're caught in the battle between the night and the darkness and days is unseen. One third of the angel's spell, good versus evil, heaven and hell. And now we're caught in the battle between the night and the darkness and places unseen. Since the beginning, their plan never changes, but they adapt to the beliefs of the ages. In every culture and race, see their traces erased, all their origins lost in the mazes of time. All these faces aligned with their similar tactics, interactions with mass-based malevolent fiends, creeping in with enchantments while seeming benevolent, teaching advancements to men with their origins evil in nature. This dangerous behavior enforced human labor, strung by the fingers, the strength of a puppeteer, pulling the leaders, led by the king of fear, follow procedure, the spread of their greed. Deeper and deeper, wolves amongst sheep, and mixed signs of a wonders for wicked adulterous generations who seek for a secret and reap what they sow at their sorcerers, conjure elixirs and spirits who speak to their sages and soothsayers, mystics and wizards and pastors, leaders pour poison down throats of their listeners, twisting through words and their messages, offering counterfeits, magically turning their staffs into serpents, worshipping false gods on purpose. One third of the angels fell, in the battle between the night and the darkness and phases unseen. One third of the angels fell, good versus evil, heaven and hell. And now we're caught in the battle between the night and the darkness and phases unseen.
There was an effort made by the dark forces to take the initiative to contact mankind and to introduce them and teach them these techniques.
What exactly would you say if your child looked up at you and asked you about God and if he exists and if he's true and wondered what would happen when someone dies? Is there a heaven? And what about that man up on the cross? Am I forgiven? How exactly would you answer those hopeful little lies when you're college educated and convinced it's all a lie? Sure, you went to Sunday school when you were young, but that was then. You're above those simple thoughts now. The only God you know is man. Are you saddened and ashamed to tell this little soul that you don't believe in anything and have no reason and no hope? There's no heaven and no meaning. There's no purpose to our lives. Did you believe or just evolve? Brand new mutations come alive. You know better than an insect, son, and when you die, that's it. I've learned through education that good and bad just don't exist.
this evolution. It's survival of the fittest. And we can get you a prescription when your life becomes depressed. I'm sorry that I've crumpled all your hopes and all your dreams. But it's time you realize that life's not what it seems. Are you lost? Are you alone? Are you convinced that life does not make sense? Have you forgotten that God even exists? Have you replaced all that with real for a life of cannabis? And created your own truth, a happy atheist. Are you lost? Are you alone? Are you convinced that life does not make sense? Have you forgotten that God even exists? Have you replaced all that with real for a life of cannabis?
Hello?
And created your own truth, a happy atheist. Do you realize your answers could just shatter all these dreams and everything that ever mattered to this precious little being who had belief in certain peace and received that inner voice inside his conscience, and his conscious mind believed? And it sickens you to think, cause you've been driven by your ego and your greed, and he sees that you don't practice what you preach. You've lost your dignity, and you've succeeded in destroying all belief, and defeated all his real hopes and dreams. They might never be retrieved. And the flame within his heart almost completely is extinguished. And the holes within his soul are filled with mimics. And the message of God's grace within his mind has been diminished. Because the answers that you gave him took a piece of his existence. And the power of your words were unforeseen. And in that very moment you destroyed the very purpose of his being. And now he's lost and alone, and he's convinced that life does not make sense. And he's forgotten that God even exists. He's replaced all that was real for a life of counterfeit, and created his own truth, a happy atheist. Are you lost? Are you alone? Are you convinced that life does not make sense? Have you forgotten that God even exists? Have you replaced all that was real for a life of counterfeit, and created your own truth, a happy atheist? Are you lost? Are you alone? Are you convinced that life that God even exists, and you replaced all that was real for a life of counterfeit, and created your own truth, a happy atheist?
Hello. I'm not sure if you can hear me. I can hear. I have no sound.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, yes. I can hear you now.
Oh, thank God. I hope that people on chat room can hear it. Let me check here. Going, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Let's see.
Just want to confirm on the chat room if they are receiving the sound too.
Sure.
Can you hear me on your computer?
Let's see. I have that all muted right now.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I'm not getting any sound.
No? Don't you hear my, voice?
Well, I hear you on the phone, but not on the...
Mm.
Not through the computer. Yeah, they're saying there's no sound in the chat room,
okay.
So, and I don't hear anything either.
Let me check what happened. Cause
okay.
I have everything here just working normally.
Mm.
What about now?
I can still hear you. I'm not sure.
Oh, yes.
I don't
you
hear
can.
Anything in the I know there's a slight delay as well, though, so it might... But I don't hear anything, no. Oh, wait. Oh, okay. You can hear Art now. Hmm. Strange.
What the hell? Okay, just hold on. What about now? Can you hear me?
I can still hear you. Maybe they can hear. Can everyone hear now?
No. They are saying they cannot hear.
Oh, but you don't hear. So yeah, correct. I see. Huh.
Okay. And now can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear me on the chat room? Please say yes. What the heck is this? I don't know what happened.
You fight not against flesh and blood, my friend.
Yes, that's what I was asking for them to pray.
Yeah, I've dealt with these issues before, calling in. It seems the enemy does not want these messages to get out sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yep. Are you there?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You still? Okay. I don't know what happened.
Huh. Maybe we should try again, just calling in or try calling.
That's the problem. The problem
just hanging
I think
up and try again, maybe?
Chat room. I think the problem is with the chat room.
Hmm.
What the heck is this? I didn't touch anything.
Very strange. It has something to do with the sound, the song that
oh,
was playing,
okay.
Maybe?
They are saying they have sound.
Oh, okay.
At least one of them says he has.
Yeah. I got my computer on. I'm not hearing anything, though. But maybe there's a delay.
What
I don't know.
The heck? MB Knox says yes. Watcher Root 12 says no. What the heck?
Huh. How could some people hear and some people know?
What the heck? Can you hear me? What about now? Okay.
Very strange.
Think that we people are getting now.
They
please
probably
confirm
just need to reload.
Oh,
that's probably
okay,
what I
cool.
need to do as well.
Yep. Okay.
Oh, okay, okay. They had to refresh.
Praise God.
Cool. Okay. we have our brother here now. This will load. Quem estiver a ouvir em português pode fazer o refresh.
Yeah, that's working now.
Atualiza a página, quem estiver a ouvir em português, o som vai voltar. Okay, brother, it's a pleasure for us to have a warrior like you. We never spoke before, but says as I know you from so much time before.
Thank you so much for having me on.
This program is for those who dedicate their lives to the Lamb of God, and so you are on our family. Lisa, I want to start to know something more about Destiny Lab, about your life, about how all begins, because I know that we are going to have much more fans from this day on Destiny Lab. I want you to know that we are being listened in Brazil, in Europe, and even in ex-colonies from Portugal, in Asia and Africa. So please feel free, it's for you, it's a gift from God for your ministry, for your group, because it's worth it to hear the truth, and you are a courageous warrior of God that you don't ashamed yourself of the name and the gospel of the Lord. This is for you. Please tell us about you.
Thank you so much. It's just such a blessing to come on, brother, and I just praise God that He's allowed me this opportunity to talk to you about our music and about my ministry. So, Destiny Lab, we started about 10 years ago, and I made music many years ago. I'm in my 40s right now, so I'm pretty old for doing rap, hip-hop style music, but it is all coming God's timing. To got me where I at. I had to be prepared and forged in order to get where I am today. So praise God that I was able to go through the deceptions that I had to go through in order to understand fully how to combat these things. So, I started off, I was actually a special effects makeup artist, and so I was big into aliens and the idea of UFOs and that type of thing. And though I was raised in a Christian home, when I became 18, I moved straight to California where they make all. And I got sucked into that whole different type of world. And I was big into aliens and creating aliens, and not as much into the New Age aspect or the spiritual aspect of all the aliens. Mm-hmm. That way, but more of like just wanting to see aliens so I could, you know, draw him or sculpt it or see their plant life or animal life, more out of a curiosity. And so I tried to convince myself through Christian, I tried to merge my Christianity with this alien belief, and I thought for a while maybe aliens were angels to that effect or something like that. And I was confused for a long time about all that, and my best to merge the atheism into my Christianity. But over time, I began to see the deceptions with some of these ideas and the New Age connections through my upbringing of being raised in a Christian home. I remember hearing about, ideas that we will all come together as one, or one deception toward the end time.
Yes.
And I remember hearing the idea of the story of the garden and Adam and Eve, and when he ate of the fruit, he said, "Ye shall be as gods." And I started to recognize that same phrase or the same ideology, "Ye shall be as gods." Man is God. You need only look within, you know, and all these things seem to be connected with his alien ideology. New Age esoteric type ideas. And so this time I was also making rap music when I was younger, and it was more, not godly music. It was worldly type music.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
And I made that type of music just for fun. Never wanted to do it for a living necessarily. I just did it with friends for fun. And then I got out of making music for about close to 10 years. And and during that time is when I did a lot of my research into the Bible, getting back deep into the Word and understanding the connection of the fallen angels to the pre-flood world and how this tied into the same agenda that these so-called aliens were presenting. And I began to recognize that these weren't... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Let me just make a simple question. Did you get any support from any church, any organization?
My brother, who was also interested in similar type of topics, he actually he found a book called The Omega Conspiracy by I.D. Thomas. And this is a book, one of the earliest books or the earliest researchers talking about the connection of aliens being actually a demonic deception or this interdimensional beings. And I started listening to Chuck Missler, who's a great researcher on these things. And I began to understand the Book of Enoch and the connection of the fallen angels. And that before the pre-flood, there was this idea of they're interbreeding with women and the same concept of interacting with humans to intermingle their DNA and pollute the bloodline, and many of these same concepts, and they seem to overlap with this same idea of the I am God or ye shall be as God's idea. And so anyway, I began to just recognize also at this time into Christian rap or listening to Christian rap more and more. And recognizing, you know, coming back home as the prodigal son journey that I went on, coming back to the Father and wanting to do music for him and do it for the right reasons through what I researched and the knowledge I'd gained through my own deception and my own journey. And so I set out to make music, not, you know, to be famous or be seen, because I never really wanted to be that, even when I was in the world, but more out of a conviction to present these ideas in a unique way that can relate to young people, because these deceptions are so ingrained within the media, within movies, within TV, within every aspect of our world, and even ingrained within some churches that these ideas are presented, these deceptions of the enemy, that, you know, if the church is not willing to step up, and many churches are not willing to talk about these ideas, that we as the body are the ones responsible as Christ's body to be that mouthpiece.
That's
and
true.
Be that voice to others and be that link in the chain. And that's what I try to do with my music, is basically not, you know, don't listen to me, but be that link in the chain, spark that interest for someone to maybe, you know, relate to what I'm saying, investigate some of these things for themselves, and hopefully discover the truth for themselves.
That's true. Can you hear me fine, Brother Ark?
Yes, I can.
People are saying, and I'm hearing too, great static here. We've lost some of your speech here, and when you start talking about your brother and Chuck Missler, we have about 30, 40 seconds that we didn't hear. So please, I would like...
Let me
now
see
we
if
can,
I...
We are here.
A little bit and see if it
now
makes
we
any
are
difference.
Here, okay. Now we
hear
are here.
Better now?
Better now. Yep.
Okay.
So please,
I'm sorry
just,
about that.
Just speak about that time that we could not hear, about what was your... What help did you get?
Sure.
Then I will update in Portuguese, okay?
Okay. Yes.
Go on. You can go on. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you can hear me now?
Yep. Go.
Okay. All right, yeah. Chuck Missler was one of the people that I was interested in that helped me out, as well as listening to studying creation evolution. Kent Hovind was doing a lot of debates, and that helped me out as well. when I started studying the evolution side of things.
Okay, so I'm going to update because we have too much listeners that don't speak English.
Okay, I rambled on for too long. I apologize.
No problem. When we're back, we put one more song because we are going to enter in deep stuff because I know you are a warrior and you want to reach people with the truth. So I'm going to put a key some one more song and we will be talking about the fights that you encountered on your way to make your work known, because
okay.
I know there is a lot of resistance. Okay? Meus irmãos, o nosso irmão Arques esteve a falar sobre a sua vida. Perguntei-lhe como é que tudo começou. E ele contou que ele já fazia música, ele nasceu num lar cristão, mas que aos poucos foi se sendo atraído pela questão dos aliens, dos ovnis, e a pouco em pouco foi procurando conhecer, quis, de alguma forma quis consolidar as coisas de Cristo com tudo isso. Começou a cair em certas teorias de que talvez os aliens fossem anjos e por aí fora. Quando começou a aprofundar-se e a ouvir alguns testemunhos sobre o que acontecia, começou a perceber que estava a entrar nos caminhos que provavelmente não o levariam para onde Deus quer levar toda a gente, não é? Para a salvação. E aí ele começou a aprofundar o estudo da Bíblia, começou a investigar, começou a ouvir outras ideias. Ele não era propriamente atraído pelas ideias da nova era, mas estava para lá caminhando, não é? Para essa teoria. E quando se apercebeu, ele foi levado pelo Espírito Santo para a verdade, começou a entender a mentira, a farsa, a preparação da grande mentira que está caindo sobre a humanidade e começou a sentir-se impulsionado pelo Espírito Santo para, em vez de escrever sobre coisas mundanas, começar a escrever sobre a verdade, a usar a arte que ele tem de escrever canções e com toda a tecnologia que ele sabe ministrar das novas tecnologias para alcançar vidas, mas para Cristo, para a verdade. Claro que ele foi encontrando resistências, ele contactou algumas organizações cristãs, que algumas delas até o ajudaram, mas não foi fácil. E nós vamos ver que, pelo facto de ele falar as verdades, ele encontrou muitas resistências. Nós vamos só tocar um pouco sobre isso para entender o que é que um cristão enfrenta quando se decide pela verdade, quando se decide viver a verdade, quando se decide amar e explicar a verdade ao mundo. Porque o mundo não quer que a gente descubra os segredos destes poderes, desta farsa que está a pairar para levar as pessoas para longe da cruz de Cristo. Nós iremos pôr aqui mais uma música antes de voltarmos a falar com o nosso irmão. Espero que gostem, porque realmente são ricas de conteúdo. São músicas que tocam fundo, na verdade. Que Deus vos abençoe, desfrutem. E esta música fala de Bohemian Grove, que é onde os governantes deste mundo se reúnem para combinar como é que vão continuar a enviar vidas para o inferno. Que Deus abençoe. We are going to pass the Bohemian Grove. Check the spirituality that this brother has on this song.
Our ship's eternal plan. Once again, this summer sets us free.
Red cloaks, black robes, stolen bones. Welcome, folks, to a tour of the Bohemian Grove, a remote place 75 miles north of San Francisco. There's a private redwood forest reported to be a meeting place of the most powerful men on earth. 2 weeks out of the year, they meet in seclusion, discussing who will be the next president and mastermind ideas to keep people in the dark about these illusions, confusing the mass populace with the idea that freedom still somehow exists, and making us think that we need elected puppets to control the things we sit
simply cannot fix. The creation of false threats, controlled opposition they call terrorism. A mission to put America into submission under the thumb of Big Brother who's come to protect us from evil Muslim terrorists and health threats. Maintaining our protection by injecting us with drugs and taking naked pictures of us every time we fly out of airports. How many more lives will it take? How many more rights will be taken away in the name of safety and protection before we stand up and take side of the fact that we should be willing to fight to live lives without a fear of government intervention? A united shout in the midst of this darkness, pounding our fists in the jailhouse doors of this so-called democracy, while these rich fools get drunk and run around redwood trees, secretly burning human effigies. The so-called Republican right, the liberal left, and the moderates. Many are involved in the worshiping of Molech and these evil deeds, and paying honor to pagan deities during their cremation of care ceremony. Okay, okay, calm down. People are gonna think I'm crazy. Let me lay it out straight, because now I'm getting emotional, which is easy to do when it turns out the so-called leaders and movers and shakers that make our world go round actually do these things in secret, and to think that they've been getting away with this for over 100 years without us knowing it. That is, until now. In 1872, a bunch of rich Sioux formed the secret group, which consequently grew to include many of the richest, most powerful men on earth, presidents too, those who are in the loop to make decisions that affect me and you. Just investigate these things, try and refute it to see if it's really true. They originally gave tribute to a 50-foot Buddha statue, which has now been removed and reduced to a 40-foot pagan owl. Want proof? Look at the bird's eye view, blatantly laid out in the U.S. Capitol. Zoom into the corner of the $1 bill to see their owl symbol, or in the logo of the National Press Club, corrupted with the blood spilled by murderous worshippers of Molech, aristocrats of many varieties, blasphemous, fiendish mercenaries, nefarious Luciferians, bent on a new world order, believing mankind can muster up the power to usher themselves into some sort of Aquarian age, using the lie of evolution to manage a new stage of elevated transhumanism, based in DNA manipulation and pineal gland activation, opening demonic portholes and gateways. The Jack Parsons of today, preparing their large Hadron Collider Stargate to initiate contact with entities outside our time and space domain, imitating aliens and agreeing to be seen as anything needed in order to corrupt and profane our brains and keep us enslaved, maintain the lie until the very end of days.
Pois é. Ainda que as pedras, ainda que as pessoas calassem, as pedras falariam. That's true. Even if the people shut up, Jesus said that the rocks will talk. And how much pastors do you see discouraged to talk on his face, on their face, the powerful men of this world? You can count, maybe by the hands of one hand, those pastors of churches, mega churches, that put their neck to talk like this. But the problem of these powerful men, it's not that these guys know. It's the Arcs, it's Brother Marcos, it's Steve Quayle, Chuck Missler, is those that they don't fear death. Brother Hart, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, so brother, where did you get so much courage to face all the resistances that I know that you have to overcome?
It's a blessing of God. I mean, I, like I said, I didn't set out to make music, really, even because I wanted to do it. I felt convicted to do it because there wasn't a lot of other people within the Christian world talking about this. Not only in the music industry, there wasn't a lot of people talking about it in the church, like you said. And I just feel like, you know, it is up to us as the body of Christ. You know, we are the ones that are the mouthpiece to witness to others and to be extensions in different ways, unique ways to reach out in the way the gifts that God has given us to praise Him and to warn others about those deceptions and actually lead them to a solution. I was really frustrated by so many people pointing out things about the New World Order and the Illuminati and all these things, scaring people but offering no solution. And we need a solution. You know, people need to know about Jesus Christ and that that is the solution and the way and the truth and the life. And, you know, there's too many people out there that have all kinds of hate for Satan but no love for God. And, you know, you're not going to be able to fight, you know, the New World Order and the occult unless you have a firm foundation and grasp in the biblical truth.
That's true. But I'm going to update because I know that there are young people hearing this. They are jumping with happiness and joy for hearing that there's somebody of their generation that love their music, that speak the truth. So it's a kind of light in the end of the tunnels for this generation to hear that Christ can use these weapons, the modern music, to to reach this generation. So just give me some minutes and I will be back. Eu perguntei ao irmão Ark onde é que ele encontrou esta coragem toda para se envolver de uma forma tão direta com armas que não são fáceis, como por exemplo a música moderna, envolver-se e para conquistar vidas, jovens que gostam desta música, que estão habituados a esta música e que de repente veem um cristão falar a verdade, despertá-los para as realidades, e eu sei que ele tem tido um grande impacto nesta geração, sobretudo na América, porque os CDs são conhecidos, as músicas são conhecidas e o objetivo agora é fazer com que isto chegue a mais vidas que estão neste mundo hip-hop, porque o inimigo não cria nada, ele apenas rouba ideias, manipula. Mas tudo vem de Deus e foi precisamente isso que o irmão falou, que a força dele vem de Deus, a bênção de Deus, já que muitos ditos servos de Deus não querem pôr em risco a sua fama, o seu estatuto. Temos que ser nós, os simples de coração, a fazer. Foi isso que ele fez, apesar de muitas resistências. Ele tem alcançado vidas, ele tem atraído vidas para Cristo através destes trabalhos. Muita gente hoje fala da nova era mundial, dos Illuminati, porque houve muitos jovens que foram conquistados para esta luta. E Cristo não é mais aquela coisa sem graça, aquele velho Deus cheio de teias de aranha que está sempre zangado. Não. As pessoas estão a entender quem é Cristo de uma forma simples, mas atual e cheia de verdade. E isto importa. Se o inimigo faz tanto barulho quando consegue uma vitória e espalha pelos quatro cantos do mundo, porque é que nós, cristãos, não haveremos de espalhar as coisas boas que Deus dá ao corpo espiritual, à igreja espiritual? O trabalho deste irmão deve ser ouvido, deve ser falado, para que mais vidas, mais jovens se alistem no exército da verdade. E nós vamos debater aqui alguns assuntos, porque este irmão tem um conceito muito evoluído do que é a batalha espiritual. Brother Ark, I have heard one of your shows, and you said something that made me invite you. When you were asked for someone, I don't know what was the show now, about the divisions of the body of Christ, about the rapture, and things like this, you said one big truth. It's all made by Satan to divide and conquer the body of Christ. While the Christians are fighting each other about doctrine, about who knows more about who has all the truth, the Illuminati, the Serpent Seed, and their agents, they are fulfilling the agenda of the enemy. I want you to talk about this to these to our listeners, because it.
Yes. Yes, for sure. It seems that Satan is, you know, is a master of creating rabbit trails and busybody work to keep people's focus off the real roots and foundation of the true picture of what's going on. If he can keep people focused on any type of side argument or side division yeah. that really is irrelevant to the overall picture, you know, he has won that battle, and I think he's done that within the, you know, the church has fallen prey to that in a number of ways, and the tribulation is just one of many. But yeah, I always tell people, you know, there's this division of post-trib, pre-trib, mid-trib, and I think we should just all be wait-and-see trib, because we need to be prepared for anything. None of us know how it's going to go down. You know, Christ himself said only the Father knows the time of what's going to go and when that will happen. So we need to be prepared for anything, because it's a, I believe it's a riddle for a reason, and I think it's a matter of, like I said, just being prepared and having faith for anything, and not and it's something that basically the devil is the one that's using that as a tool. You know, it's his great dividing point to use.
Yes, and he is using, but it's not a random thing. It's not random.
It's definitely planned, for sure.
Because we have so much testimony from people that they were deceived and they were on the other side of the war, that came for our harm, with that God brings them to testimony the strategies of the Illuminati, of Satanists. So we must open our spiritual eyes for this reality. We must be Christians, and Christian is be Christocentric, not church-centric, not doctrinal-centric, but the person, the Son of God. He must be our foundation, not the pre-trib, after-trib, the serpent seed, the set seed line. My God, this will not bring salvation. What brings salvation is Christ. So
Amen.
What we must be pay attention in my view is, if some preacher speaks or decides to raise a doctrine that provokes division and that makes us act against someone that believes in Jesus Christ as his own Savior and dedicates his life to the Lord, and we start feeling that we are better than him, or we start feeling hate because he doesn't see the things like we saw or we see, we better believe that we are being infiltrated inside of our own temple. We are being infiltrated with Satan's power. Do you agree?
Yes, absolutely.
There are no religion that is comes from the true religion or doctrines. Religions, doctrines made us act against what Jesus said to do. So if we start hating our brother, if we don't want to talk to our brother because he's a pre-trib or after-trib, my God, something is wrong inside of us. I talk with pre-trebs. I talk with after-trebs. I talk to Zen Garcia, who is almost the father of the two bloodline seed.
Mm-hmm.
I talk to people that don't believe in... But I don't say that because if they don't think the same way I think, they are not my brothers. No. It was not the pre-trib doctrine that went to the cross.
That's
for
right.
Jesus Christ.
That's right.
So,
praise God.
But the reason I am talking about this is because I come from, I was almost 10 years on a church that they thought they were the last church on the earth. And they were teaching people not to marry, not to almost speak to people, even familiars, that they didn't went to that church. Now this church went down. They are all on the trials. They were found it was a scheme. It was a criminal scheme. So washing money, keeping the money from the tithings and the offerings. Okay. Oh, so this opened my heart to the real gospel. The real gospel is not bricks. It's people. So I know that you, when you talk about this, God put in my heart, you have to bring this man to your show. Because
praise God.
He is more open hide that most of those who goes to church, they are blind.
I'm sorry, you're kind of breaking up there a little bit. Hello?
Okay, I hope that you can hear me. You still there, Ark? Everybody can hear me? Okay. Okay, you can hear me. I'm calling Ark.
Hello.
Can you hear me, Carl? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Okay, so as you said, we are not fighting against the flesh and bones. We are fighting against these things that like to make the goal lost. So, but we are more strong. Okay, brother, I was saying that if you can enrich this insight, people must understand that what God wants to do is to open the eyes of the blind. And Satan is more inside of the brick church than outside, because the world cannot deceive us more.
Yeah.
As a Christian, I know that the world doesn't have the power to deceive us now. It has before, but not now. Where Satan is deceiving people is inside the brick church. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, it's just like any enemy that would do, send their spies in to infiltrate and disrupt from the inside. And it's not only to disrupt the church from the inside as believers, but to present a false image for the unbelievers. Mm-hmm. So when an unbeliever looks at what they think Christianity is, they see all these false teachers and they say, oh, if that's what Christianity is, I don't want to be that.
Yes, that's it. It makes the gospel something boring, something old,
yes.
Something that smells bad. But it's nothing of this. The most adventure that we can have is being servant of Jesus Christ. All day is new. Each day it's a new day. We don't know what Jesus brings us when we get up from the bed. You see, this is the real gospel of the kingdom. That's why Jesus said, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of himself. Worry now, live now. So this is a great adventure. I think one of the biggest problems of this society, of modern society, is that they think they are provided for all their life. They lost the taste of adventure. But serving Jesus Christ in the kingdom, not in the false kingdom, not in the promotional kingdom of 10%,
mm-hmm.
it's a big, big, big adventure.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, I know that you have already spoken about the deception of New Age. It's something that I want to speak about here. I have one last song to put here that is called Evolve or Die, because I know that you have a special consideration about this danger, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so let me just update the in Portuguese, and I will put the song, and we will talk about that too, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, então o irmão Arco estava falando que apesar de todas as resistências que ele encontrou, ele sente-se abençoado por participar nesta guerra, por falar a verdade, por amar a verdade, por ter recebido provisão de Deus, né, talentos de Deus para participar. E uma das coisas que nós tivemos aqui a falar em profundidade foi a questão do poder do engano. Os cristãos, hoje em dia, com toda a informação que têm, já não são enganados por este mundo. O mundo, ele já tem a careca descoberta. Hoje em dia, só é enganado pelo mundo quem ama o mundo. Vou falar de pessoas que conhecem o Evangelho. Mas onde os cristãos estão sendo realmente atacados é dentro das igrejas, dentro das falsas igrejas. Aquela igreja que tem a concepção do tijolo. Igreja é tijolo. É lá que Satanás está disfarçado de anjos de luz. É lá que estão sendo levantadas doutrinas que desviam da simplicidade de Cristo, que tornam o Evangelho uma coisa cansativa, que tornam o Evangelho uma coisa ultrapassada, um Deus que não dá prazer servir. Mas, meus irmãos, se nós tivermos os nossos olhos abertos, e é esse o propósito que Deus tem em levantar pessoas como este irmão, é trazer a verdade para a ribalta, para trazer a verdade. Não há maior aventura que o homem possa ter do que servir Jesus Cristo no seu reino. Não nos reinos de fachada de 10%. Não, não é esse reino. É aquele que a gente larga tudo por amor a Cristo. Quando a gente ama a Cristo, não cansa servir Cristo. E não há maior aventura do que servir Cristo. Acordar sem saber o que é que Deus preparou no dia a seguir. Deus advertiu. O seu filho advertiu para nós não nos preocuparmos com o dia da amanhã, porque ele é que vai cuidar do dia da amanhã. Mas eu estou convencido que uma das coisas que mais traga a sociedade moderna é julgar que tem dinheiro, tem provisão para toda a sua vida. Perdem o gosto de viver, perdem-se o gosto porque não precisam de Deus, precisam é de dinheiro, precisam é de manter o estatuto. Mas é apenas mais uma ilusão. Nós iremos estar falando também Nós iremos estar falando também do grande perigo que é a nova era. O irmão Arco tem uma canção particular dedicada a este perigo, porque ouve-se cada vez mais falar de evolucionismo, o transhumanismo. Nós vamos estar a montar o puzzle sobre isto tudo, para que no dia em que você for confrontado com estas teorias, no dia em que você for confrontado com as serpentes, as escolas de mistério, o elevar a consciência e por aí fora, você sabe o que é que está a lidar. Fique atento, porque estaremos falando sobre isto tudo. Nós iremos passar então esta música, que também é dos Destiny Lair, chama-se Evolver, Evoluir ou Morrer. E é aqui que reside a fundação deste engano, ok?
Eckhart, you talk about in an ever-changing world, a species needs to either adapt or they will die out. And then you go on to say, and I quote, that humanity is now faced with this dark choice, evolve or die, die.
There's so much to say in so little time. This is a song for those left behind. An insider's view to what's going on. If Christians are raptured away and are gone, in case of emergency, take this CD and make many copies to give away free. But first get a Bible and start reading now. The moment will come when they will not allow distribution, possession of anything Christian. You'll go underground, a secret resistance, and face persecution, imprisoned and beaten. Now is the time to make your decision, to battle his minions left on this earth, or fall for a false explanation. Prefer to be herded like sheep. The ancient delusion, the oldest of schemes, has come to conclusion. The mark of the beast from the father of lies, the angel of light, master of disguise. He's devising a plan, preparing us now, and through evolution, convincing the crowd that aliens somehow are out there and bound to have all of the answers and power to know the solution. Like indigo children, smarter than humans, more intuition, much more evolved. They're sending a vision, prepare the whole world with a false explanation. If we're to evolve, we must remove Christians. They call it the cleansing, and this is their mission.
Evolve or die refers to whether humanity survives as a species. There is an enormous awakening happening on the planet.
The age of Aquarius ending duality. Oprah the Secret and Eckhart Tolle preach what will bring in a new age reality, based in traditions of pagan theosophy. Bound to be thousands of offshoots of Crowley, students of Alice C. Bailey, who followed the lies of Helena Blavatsky, radically altering, changing the pages of history, laying the groundwork forged by the tools of Lucifer, paving the way for the United Nations. A slow preparation, patiently waiting since the creation, the Garden of Eden, a planet whose placement in time is persuaded by aliens, outside invasions, abductions and cow mutilations, creating an atmosphere ripe for the picking, with movies and Hollywood implanting trickery, mastery over the masses. The whole world collapses in panic, all desperate for someone to save them. Obey anyone that will answer their questions, the savior of sorts, a new age messiah. The wolf in sheep's clothing is what will transpire. The mayhem is out of control at this moment, a world full of chaos, confusion and torment. I'm telling you, don't stop at anything. You can't afford to face life without Christ as your king. The moment might come when this song's a reality, trapped in a world where it's actually happening.
That's one of my favorite quotes, that a significant portion of the earth's population will soon recognize, if they haven't already done so, that humanity is now faced with a stark choice: evolve or die.
I don't know about you guys, but when I heard this, the voice of this woman on this song, the only image came from my to my mind, it was a serpent. Do you agree, Ark?
Yes, she's definitely a mouthpiece to a lot of people and spreading a lot of misinformation.
Yes. This is nothing more, nothing less than the fabled lie of the garden.
Mm-hmm.
You will not die. Just God doesn't want you to be like him because he's a bad guy. He's a bad God. So the New Age, all the New Age, they are following an old lineage of thought that came from a big, long time away. It comes from Babylon, it comes from even Atlantida, it comes from the real mind of Satan. Because the only way that Satan can be our Lord, it's with our own free will.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way that he can have power. He has power on our lives. But of course he is not coming with the real faith, right? That's the problem. The problem is discern who is Satan and how much times he is around us.
Mm-hmm.
So what advice do you have to people, to young people that on the schools, on the circle of friends, someone comes and say, hey, I got something to show you, and start talking about the new age things. What are your thoughts for these people?
I would say, you know, recognize what the original story is and know that nothing is new under the sun. Satan cannot do anything new. He can only repackage and counterfeit and wear a new costume or provide a new disguise of the same thing. And he will twist that same message throughout. If you look at history, he's twisted that same message through multiple ways. You know, every mystery school out there, whether it be the Kabbalah or the Freemasons or the Rosicrucians or the Gnostics or Scientology, or, you know, every single, you know, almost every single false teaching is based in a works-type belief system of earning your way to this higher power. And he was able to do it through ancient times, and there's this cohesive message. And then suddenly when we reach this modern time, he knows he has to create a new scientific-based original sin. So he comes up with the evolution, the idea that we are getting better and better and better until we get to this perfected godlike state where we can, you know, evolve into a state where we do not need a redeemer. We don't need a savior. We can save ourselves. And that's one of the biggest things to recognize. If you recognize all these connections, yet none of these groups are connected. You know, there's a cohesive idea here that all these groups are believing, and yet they're not getting together as humans and deciding this. So who is guiding this force? What is the ultimate spiritual force that's guiding all these people that are coming up with this exact same idea but repackaging it in different disguises? Yes. And if it's disguised, it cannot be something that's trusted. You know, if it was true, it would run like one big story like the Bible does. The Bible tells one cohesive story, not a division story, not a story that has to disguise itself and present itself as something new and different to every age. And so that, I believe, should tell people something. And not only do these ideas have the ancient deception of the serpent, they cohesively hate Christianity and the Bible. You know?
Yes.
So, you know, it's just too big of a coincidence.
Yes, Satan is being refined. So I think the main discernment we must have is that we are reaching a time of war that Satan will not talk about Bible more, will not talk about God, will admit everything. The only thing that we must pay attention is if the person that he is using, if he agrees that Jesus Christ is the only way. This is the center of the fight, because I am not tired of speaking this to my listeners. Armageddon, it's a spiritual book. First of all, Revelation, it's a spiritual book. It talks about Armageddon. Will become to the physical realm, no doubt about it. But it's already, the war against the Lamb, it's already engaged. We are fighting our Armageddon, spiritual Armageddon, before it comes for the physical realm. If you don't agree, just make a balance of your life. In the various areas of your life, check what are the areas that you are not fully living the abundance life that Jesus Christ wants you to live. If you're not living, there's only two reasons. Or you are being prepared, or you are being stole by Satan. This is your Armageddon. This is my Armageddon as followers of Jesus Christ. Are you waiting? I cannot wait for Israel to be attacked, or to start my fight for Jesus mm-hmm. Christ. When I look around, all around me, and I go to a coffee shop, or I go to school, or I go to school, to wherever I want, and I see all the values of the gospel, and I see gay marriage being defended with arms, when I see abortions being defended with arms appointed to those who speak against. This is not Armageddon. This is like the days of Noah. Do you agree?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Definitely. So many similarities. You know, the veil is thinning and the writing is on the wall.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the saddest part of this, my brother, is that when I see multitudes, great numbers of people defending the Pope, who says now there are no hell or heaven, mm-hmm. everybody goes to heaven, we don't need Christ for nothing. Mm-hmm. When I see
no, you're breaking up. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're breaking up.
Now?
You're still getting in and out.
Oh.
Hello?
Can you hear me, Brother Hark?
Oh, okay, yeah, now I can hear you. Yes, now I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Okay, and now, guys, can you hear me on chat room? Okay, I hope you can hear me.
Yeah.
Okay, I was talking that it saddens my soul. Sometimes I ask to myself, why am I still here? Because it's not because I am afraid. It's because it hurts myself. Oh, just thinking how Jesus must be feeling, you see? The sacrifice he has done, and so much faithful Christians being sympathized with these wolves. It's on our faith. It's on our faith. It's not. Satan is losing his chain. Doesn't have any more shame. It's on our faith. So I'm going to ask you, as a warrior of God, sometimes I think that we must pray to God to clean the world. It's time for God to start gathering the tear and burn, because it's impossible to love Jesus Christ and to be afraid of these guys. I'm not afraid. I owe so much to Jesus that I'm not afraid. But I can't hear these things, because I know that there are chips, young sheep, young guys that love Jesus Christ, and they are being deceived by these false doctrines. And these masons, because they are all masons, they are all lovers of Satan. It's not another thing like it's this. The Pope is mason. The most part of the big churches are infiltrated with masons.
Mm-hmm.
We must tell them. That's why your work is so important. When you mm-hmm. see the manifestations of young people on the street, and I see the Christians inside the church being afraid of talking against the gay marriage, when I see the people fighting against the new world order, risking their lives, do you know what I think, Art? I think these guys will enter first, then the others on the kingdom of heaven. Because
the first shall be last, and the last shall be first.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, that's it. And those who receive more, I will ask more. Those who receive small things, I will ask small things. There are so many people that cannot see Jesus Christ, but they have the love for the truth inside. They fight with their lives against this deception. And in the church, they are only thinking on his house, on his new car, how much tithes they are gathering by mouth, competing with each other to see who's the biggest one. Tell me, if we follow these guys, where are we going? Where are we going? So, one last thing that I want to hear you talk about this, my brother. Because I want to know from you that you are on the field with the young generation.
Absolutely.
What can we do? What can we do as a body of Christ besides praying to change, to reach the heart of this generation? Because I know God is moving, God is changing things. And it's people like you that are on the front line. What can we help you? What can we help you as Christians to give a new image of the gospel to this generation?
Yeah, yeah. Well, definitely, like you said, prayer and getting into the Word of God is first and foremost, and knowing the name and authority of Jesus Christ, and that He is, where we are weak, He is strong, and also knowing that we're not to be in fear. You know, during this time, we're called to keep our heads held high, and even though it seems so dark and so dismal, we can use the things that Satan is doing to thin the veil is also being allowed by God. This is also anything that Satan is allowed to do is also allowed by God. So we always have to remember that even in the darkest time, this is God has it all in His control, and we can use these things to present a clearer picture, because the externalization of this evil thing, of these evil things that we can see so clearly, is not as arguable as it used to be. There's no denying that these occult symbols are everywhere anymore. People can't hide from these things anymore. The secrets are out of the bag. So the line is in the sand is being defined much, much clearer and clearer. And like you said, the wheat is being separated from the chaff, and it is an opportunity for people to see clearer and a more defined picture that this is indeed true. There truly is a God and a devil. There truly is spiritual warfare going on.
Right.
And it can be seen. It can be recognized. All it has to be done, people just have to admit it and know that there is a solution. I believe there's too many people recognizing these things without a solution.
Right.
You know, the David Icke's and the Alex Jones of the world, they point out a lot of possible truths, you know, some half-truths, but they offer no solution through Christ. They only offer anarchy and fear. And we're not to have fear and anarchy. We are supposed to have solution and love. And we know through the Word of God that that is the answer. The battle has been won. The story has been written. And we have been cast as actors in this wonderful story. And I think we're privileged to live in a time like this, because no time has been like this. You know, this is fulfillment of it all, and we're seeing it happen right in front of our eyes. So as warriors of God, you know, we're David against the Goliath here, you know. And what was David like? Was he afraid? No. He was confident, and he stood strong even against, you know, the tallest giant. It was nothing. because he was for the God of Israel, and there was nothing that was going to stop that. So that's what we should be like. We should be like the David staying against the Goliaths of today and know that,
right,
that God is with us and we cannot lose.
Brother Hark, I was hoping that you could talk about it, but you are so humble that you didn't talk, but I will talk instead of you. I think one of the solutions, and I'm going to say this, it's my responsibility, it's my show, so I will say by myself, this is not planned. I never talk about this with Hark. This is the first time that I'm talking with him. Then I will update what we have said, because people in Portuguese and other countries need to know this.
Oh, you're starting to cut out again, of course. It's just going in and out, in and out. Hello?
Brother, can you hear me now?
Okay, yeah, I can hear you now. The enemy is trying his best.
Okay, I was saying that we didn't talk about this, but I will talk because it's important. And I will update this in Portuguese, and then I will put a song here that I know that is a fruit. It's a consequence of your great work you are doing. Because this message is passing. Even if Satan tries to stop, your work will give much more fruit. But before the music, I will update, and I will say this. You didn't talk about it, but I will talk. One of the things that the body of Christ, the spiritual body of Christ, can do, besides praying, to fight this system, is to stop feeding the system. Stop giving money to these guys. Instead of giving your offerings to the wolves, to those who want to enslave you, to steal the grace of Jesus Christ in your life, you make your vows. If you want to give your tithings, if you want to give all your money, give, but give it to those who don't enslave you. Give it to Destiny Lab, for instance. Make donations for these works. You wouldn't expect that I was talking this, but I talk because it's my show. If you think he is speaking the truth, if he is bringing joy to your gospel, if he makes your world better, please support this work. Stop feeding the wolves. Do not do things by fear, like he said. He talked about Alex Jones. He talked about David Icke. I don't know if these guys are really Christians. I think maybe they, Alex Jones is. But even David Icke has more courage than the false preachers, than those who speak about the law of tithing. This is their sustenance. We are paying, we Christians are paying to be enslaved, spiritual enslaved. And it's my responsibility. Were you expecting me to talk about this, Hark?
No, you know, I've never been in it to make money, and I don't make a lot of money doing it. You know, I have to work a regular job. This is just something I do, like I said, because I feel convicted to present this message. But
I just want you to confirm if I have already talked about this issue with you.
No, not at all.
So it is my responsibility. Please help these messengers, these angels of God. They do better for your spiritual life than the brick preachers. They only bring heavy bricks for your life. I'm not talking against all the church, because there are a few real pastors, real preachers that have their church and they don't charge anything. They accept, but they don't charge because they know they are not bigger than Jesus Christ. And they are, these pastors are real, true followers of Jesus Christ. But 90% of these Christians that mix law with grace, remember, you are feeding wolves because they don't repent, because they know the truth, but enslave you with half-truth and half-life. Half-truth, it's a half-life. That's with half-truth that Eve follow.
I losing you again. just off and on, it's coming in and out, in and out.
Okay, and now?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay, so let me just update and I will put the song that I know that is inspired in your work, okay?
Okay.
Eu estava a falar ao irmão como é que ele achava que nós poderíamos fazer chegar esta mensagem à nova geração, ajudar estes irmãos que estão na linha da frente, que estão tentando alcançar as novas gerações com este tipo de trabalho. E o irmão é tão humilde que falou na oração, falou que podíamos ajudar a espalhar, partilhar os vídeos, mas eu fui mais adiante, não é? Eu falei realmente que uma das formas como nós podemos ajudar a espalhar a verdade é não alimentar a mentira, é parar de ser escravos de meias verdades e de manipulações da Bíblia. Em vez de estarmos a dar ofertas a pessoas que nos procuram escravizar, que não nos dão a verdade toda, vamos apoiar estes trabalhos. Vamos apoiar os verdadeiros missionários que estão no campo cuidando das ovelhas, que não cobram ninguém, que não andam pedindo, nem se achando maiores que Jesus Cristo, cobrando dízimos por aquilo que Deus mandou dar de graça, porque recebemos de graça. Esta, para mim, além da oração, considero ser a melhor forma de ajudar a espalhar a verdade. É cortar o sustento da mentira. Ok? Mas isto é a minha responsabilidade. E não estou falando contra todas as igrejas, até porque há algumas igrejas e alguns servos de Deus que são pastores que não cobram, que não misturam as coisas. Recebem, mas não sabem que não têm o direito de fazer aquilo que Jesus Cristo, o seu Rei, não fez. E Jesus tem que ser seguido em tudo. E há algumas igrejas que são verdadeiras partes do corpo de Cristo. Estou falando de congregações mesmo. Portanto, esta mensagem não é contra as igrejas, é contra as práticas da maioria delas. Digamos que 90% desse cristianismo que anda aí está corrompido. Eu estarei passando agora uma música que eu acredito que é um fruto desse trabalho do irmão. Outras pessoas fizeram uma música. E eu acredito que esta música foi inspirada no trabalho destes irmãos. Espero que gostem. Okay, I hope you like this song because I know that it's inspired on the Destiny Lab work.
About grace, forget blaming race. Are you ready to trace how your DNA was laced? You see what sense it makes when you understand a snake was a being with no soul. Procreating was his goal, yet the serpent had a plan to pollute God's man. Don't say he can't do it. The book of Job can't prove it. Can't understand the truth. It became the evil root. Now we see the ancient death and the rest of us got dead. You see the DNA got tainted and the whole world's related. Where the good seed has grown, it hasn't grown alone.
You see the serpent had a seed and he did an SDP, then he did it with more even. Yes, you surely did conceive. And out came Cain, with the Lord God to Cain. Ain't it a shame? The seed, it still remains. Yeah, it's hard to believe, but if you have eyes to see, and we know it's hard to hear, but once you lend us your ear, the words are written down, and we know the seed's around, and your DNA. know the mystery.
You think about the family the Bible talks about? Now listen to these verses and learn what it's about. The women of the family that God cared about couldn't have any children without his help, no doubt. They were barren, you see, not one, two, or three, but all four and more, and that's for sure. All these women from the tribes had no children in their lives, and here they are by name. Now listen to this name. We got Sarah and Rebecca, Rachel, Leah to boot, and none of these women could bear any fruit. And new season down to bring that devil down. God did it with blood, not just mud. The name Adam in Hebrew, it's a root word for blood. It means many things, just one means mud. But the Bible has hairs, just like wheat and tares, and we're letting you into the original sin.
You see, the serpent had his seed, and he did an empty deed, and he did it with more even. Yes, you surely did conceive. And out came Cain with the Lord God's name. Ain't it a shame? Seed, it still remains. Yeah, it's hard to believe, but if you have eyes to see, and we know it's hard to hear, but once you lend us your ear, the words are written down, and we know the seed's around, and your DNA's the key, and now you know the mystery.
So now you know the truth, that's the devil's type of fruit, with not the kind for eating, but the fruit for bequeathing. So when Eve was beguiled, she got pregnant and defiled. The new way of life was to work and live in strife. Now the entire human race was headed for disgrace. But the Lord had a plan, he had a son made into man. And that's who we are from a distant planet star, making right what was wrong and to teach it through the song. We are mostly mixed and mingled, not just one group is single. The human race has been infected and it can be detected. It's not the color of your skin or the nation you live in. It's all about the choice. His sheep will know his voice.
You see, the serpent had his seed, and he did an empty deed, and he did it with more even. Yes, you surely did conceive. And out came Cain with the Lord God's name. Ain't it a shame? The seed, it still remains. Yeah, it's hard to believe, but if you have eyes to see, and we know it's hard to hear, but once you lend us your ear, the words are written down, and we know the seed's around, and your DNA's the key, and now you know the mystery. You see, the serpent had his seed, and he did an empty deed, and he did it with more even. Yes, you surely did conceive. And out came Cain with the Lord God's name. Ain't it a shame? The seed, it still remains. Yeah, it's hard to believe, but if you have eyes to see, and we know it's hard to hear, but once you lend us your ear, the words are written down, and we know the seed's around, and your DNA is key, and now you know the
mystery. Hey, Ark, did you know this song?
Yes, what's that?
Did you know this song?
I have heard that song before. I think I saw, I can't remember where I heard it. Was it on Zen Garcia's show maybe? Or
yes.
Yes. Yes, I have heard that once.
I believe that these sisters, they are inspired on your show, on your work, because it's the same issue, it's the same
beat.
It's the same joy that we feel hearing, because you know one thing that I let me confess this. I am not a rap fan from the rap of the world. I am not. But
sure.
When I heard your songs, when I heard your beats, when I heard your works, I feel the joy of God inside of me. You see, I feel young again, and I am 44. So I feel I have a wish to dance this music, because it's like being washed inside with the truth. Because I don't feel afraid to believe that we are real in fighting against principalities. I'm not afraid. I have joy, because I know that God, he makes new everything every day. He has surprises after surprises. You just need to be humble and receive it. And these songs, when I heard it, I checked the YouTube and I got some for the show, and I was uploading this music and I was learning with them, you see. I was confirming everything. You're one of so much testimony that God is bringing to this world to testify, to confirm that we should not be afraid of the dark army. We must be rejoicing every day for being on the army of the light. Mm. We are his sons, and we are not old fashioned gods. Even Caleb, when he entered the land of promise, he was older, but he felt the strength of the Lord inside of him. And we are eternal beings because God is using people like you to bring his manna, to replace the old things, the things that make us old, to bring us joy. These people are asking you to give information where they can buy your works. I want you to leave here your sites, brother. I cannot go there to get them now, but I hope you can put your links there. And if you have some website where people can use PayPal to upload or to buy your albums, please use the chat room at your will. You are worthy of this time. This program is a present of your God to you, to your effort, to your dedication to Jesus. So please use it. It's for you. My brother, I have a great pleasure to have you here. I'm sad because we have more 10 minutes, but you know, our doors are open to you. Anytime you need to promote your work, anytime that you have an idea, please contact us. You have our Facebook. This will be an open door for you, okay?
Thank you so much. It's just such a blessing, brother, to have brothers and sisters in Christ like you and Zen and the other people who have been so gracious to my ministry and the things that we're trying to present. So destinylab.com is our website, and everything, all our videos, and our own, I have my own podcast as well that I'm doing, Digging for the Truth with Ark and Neil. I do that with my brother. And there's links through our website at destinylab.com. We just started that up here.
Can you repeat it, please? Can you repeat it?
Digging for the Truth with Ark and Neo. And that's also through Revelations Radio Network. So that's through, like, Chris White heads that up. And so places like PID Radio and Russ Dizdar and Michael Heiser and Flint Radio and Canary Cry Radio all go through that same area. There's a lot of great brothers and sisters in Christ through Revelations Radio Network. But
okay. I will put, I got some link here, destinylab.com, right?
Yes, destinylab.com is our website.
And where can the people buy your album? Only on your website?
Yeah, there's a PayPal porthole straight through our website, or if somebody prefers iTunes, you can go to iTunes and look up Destiny Lab or Amazon. We're available on all the different digital distribution
Amazon
sites.
Too.
Yes.
Okay. You can go to Amazon. You buy there too. Okay, Brother Hark, I will end the show with the first song, because I think that it's an amazing song. It's a beautiful song. It's a song that wakes up our warrior inside of us. Any last thoughts, any last comments, anything you want to share with us, any experience, please let us. It's your minute now.
No, just thank you again. It's just such a blessing to come on and talk with you and meet with you, and I'm just so happy to know that there's brothers and sisters around the world that are fighting the same fight as me, and that God could connect us together and to build for his kingdom. So I just praise God, and I give all the glory to God.
Amen. You know that you are already invited to come back, okay? So
thank you
anytime
so much.
You have some new single, some new concert, something you want to promote, please, you just need to leave a message on my Facebook, and I will return the soon as I see, okay?
Wonderful. And you let me know how I can help you as well if you need any music or anything you need.
Well, I have your videos on the YouTube. I will upload from there.
Okay.
Well, the great thing you can do for us is to pray for us. This is the most important thing.
Yes, absolutely, brother.
Okay, brother, I'm going to end the show with that song because I love it. And I give thanks for our listeners. I hope God will bless you all. When you feel things starting coming heavy to you, just hear these songs because it's a renew. You receive a renew. Your warrior will rise up the soon as you start listening these songs. Brother Hart, thank you once again. I hope we'll talk again soon, okay?
Yes, thank you. God bless.
Okay. God bless you, brother. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Okay.
Good night.
Nós vamos terminar. Deus abençoe a todos. God bless you all. Stay with this song. Vamos ouvir uma vez mais esta música. Que Deus abençoe a todos.
Without flesh or bone, roam in the void, they avoid all detection. Interdimensional beings all connected. Angels and demons from spiritual realms engaged in a battle from heaven to hell. They dwell all around us and even inside some of those that invite what they call spirit guides. Enticed by Ouija boards, they seek guidance and think there's a secret to be enlightened. Little do they know what they just invited. A demonic presence has just resided. In the days of Noah, all kinds of hybrids infiltrated the earth, but most were silenced, wiped out by the flood. All these tyrants, bloodlines polluted by these ancient giants. The men of renown, heroes of old, have now returned, let the truth be told. They wear new disguises, thought the nicest, are now aliens come to invite us and guide us. The fruit is ripened, it's so inviting, evolved to a god enlightened. And don't be frightened, but I must ask why their ideas seem aligned with Lucifer's lies. The warning to anyone searching. Demonic minions are lurking and virtually everywhere, posing as anything, stalking their prey with original sin. This song serves as a warning to anyone searching. Demonic minions are lurking and virtually everywhere, posing as anything, stalking their prey with original sin.
It's a coincidence that all these incidents represent all the same thing that serpent said. Look in Genesis chapter 3 verse 6, it depicts exactly the same conflict.
Well, the trick inflicted by the sick and wicked, invented, presented like a light transcendent, but it's dark demented, it's just pretended, depending on beliefs, what you just expected. See how a rose has thorns and thistles? They hide among the truth to avoid the signal. They muddy the water with disinformation, persuading so many.